Hello and welcome to the Prospect Blueprint. I'm Kelly Kleinman. Everyone's path in sports as a career is different. Just because you might not have a major league career doesn't mean you can't have a rewarding, successful career in baseball as a player or a coach. Today, I have with me a guest whose efforts to expand the game worldwide has provided opportunities for players, coaches, men and women to work in our national pastime and in professional softball on an international level. The message here is that there is a place for you in the game you love. And David Burns of BaseballJobsOverseas.com, welcome to our podcast.
Kelly, thanks for having me.
A pleasure to have you. Now, what gave you the idea to start this organization, and how long has it taken to get to this level?
It was a thought that came to mind playing over in Austria, and our local club in Austria here, they play in the first division, and annually they import baseball players, professional baseball players to come over. It's not a professional league, it's an amateur league. But every team typically brings in one, two, or three imports every year, and that's kind of many leagues across Europe are like that. So I was often involved in that recruitment process, and it was challenging to find the right character and the right player that fits with our club. And there was really no central kind of platform where you can go and find somebody that's looking to play baseball in Europe. And most people don't even know that that is even an option. A lot of ball players in back home don't know that. So the concept was kind of there. And so one day I just decided to play around with the WordPress website and see if I can create some sort of platform. And it started off, it was a real hack job. I didn't know what I was doing, but it worked. It was functioning, and it didn't cost me a lot of money. So it started as kind of like a hobby, and as it continued to grow and people signed up, and at first it was more like a hands-off type thing, like the clubs and the players would find each other. But slowly but surely, it kind of grew into like a second job for me. So I decided to monetize it and look into getting more involved in the actual process between the clubs and the players and connecting them.
What were some of your challenges early on and currently sans the whole coronavirus situation?
Well, early on and even to today, the challenge is getting the information across to the players in terms of what exactly is out there and what it's like and how it differs from college ball or professional baseball in the States. Because there's communication barriers often. And so that's always one of the challenges is trying to efficiently and effectively communicate to these players and really paint a clear picture of what they're signing up for. And with the coronavirus, the challenge obviously is the travel aspect of it. Without the ability to travel, then there are no opportunities overseas as there are right now. So until this thing, is gone or we're vaccinated, really there's not much opportunity for an American anyway to travel and play overseas. Mm-hmm.
Let's say we get everything back in order. What kind of jobs do you fill in? Which countries are participating in this?
Yeah, I mean, we've had guys sign and gals sign around the world in 32 different countries since 2012. So to list them off would be quite a bit, but to a quick summary is, anywhere in Europe, pretty much anywhere you can throw a dart at a map in Europe, there's probably a baseball team somewhere looking for somebody to bring over as an import baseball player. So they pay them basically like a food stipend or enough to at least get by on. They pay the round trip airfare. They set them up in an apartment or sometimes with a host family. And then there's also Australia as well. So during winter, there's quite a few opportunities in Australia. That would be the biggest winter market. And New Zealand is now continuing to expand. More and more players are signing there. We've had guys go to South Africa. And then of course we have Japan. It's not as easy to go to Japan or Korea unless you have MLB experience or AA, AAA experience, but there's those markets as well.
Have you had any forays into Taiwan?
Taiwan is the same deal. Like a lot of the higher up, our niche is more the college player or the lower level professional player who was released, who is looking to extend a career. The guys that would sign in Taiwan or the KBO, the Korean Baseball Organization, or the MPB in Japan, typically have their own agents and, they're former MLB guys. And so they have their own avenue there. That's not to say that we can't help someone like that. Like we helped Josh Colemanter go play in the Australian Baseball League, for example. But for the most part, our niche are, any former affiliated guy who's looking to extend a career, see some of the world, or the college player that same deal. Maybe they fell under the radar, or maybe they're just looking to extend the career and see some of the world at the same time. That's where we come in.
Well, let's stay along those lines, and I don't want to be redundant because you sort of just answered the next question, but yeah. I kind of want to hear what your pitch would be. So what can you tell a player, because a lot of it is recruiting, what can you tell a player who isn't ready to give up the game for whatever reason? Maybe he's been cut from a minor league club, got a raw deal with his college, or maybe he fought back from an injury. We have a friend of ours, Jeff Johnson, who he's pitching in an independent league, and mm-hmm. I want to say it's Texas. He was phenomenal. I mean, he closed out everything. He was with the Indians AAA. I don't think he's at the point where he needs to go to Europe. I think he probably has a little bit of time left in the bigs. Where does this person, this hypothetical person's opportunity lie to continue playing the game? What would your pitch to that person be?
Yeah, I would have to say, Kelly, it's a little more or a little less of a pitch and a little more as advice on how to extend a career. They fall into two categories. They're either somebody that's looking to climb the pro ranks, like a young, hungry guy that maybe didn't make it in the United States, so he's thinking maybe overseas is a route. And then you got the ball player that's looking to an extended career. And if it's the guy that still has the MLB dream or he's still hoping to get signed into affiliated baseball, I typically tell them overseas isn't the route that is going to help them do that.
It would help.
Not to say that you can't go play overseas and work your way somehow into an affiliated contract, but it's very, very, very rare, and you'd have to have a little bit of luck. So I try to paint a picture for somebody so that they're informed and they know exactly what they're signing up for. A lot of the leagues, they play on weekends. It's like glorified men's baseball, basically. They play on weekends, so the locals pay to play. They pay a membership. They all have full-time jobs. And then there's two or three professional players that come over and just have a great time, play some baseball. And there are some very competitive leagues overseas too. So on the baseball aspect as well, players can move up the ranks overseas as well. Mm-hmm. But in terms of a career move, it's not really something that I advise somebody to do.
So it's more of an aspiration. You want to play some more baseball. You don't have it out of your system yet, so give you guys a call. Well, what about the gals? I've always felt bad for softball players because college for them is the end of their career. Their senior year is their swan song. That's it. It doesn't go any further than that. It's unfortunate, but it's the reality of the sport that there just isn't much of a future. You really have to be a top-level player to even be considered for the Olympics. It may be the NPF, the National Pro Fast Pitch League, but along comes your organization. Break down what you do for women and for gals who want to keep on playing.
Yeah, it's pretty much the exact same thing. It's just on a smaller scale. So we do have a number of gals every year that sign in Europe and Australia and New Zealand and, basically, we call it chasing summer. They'll play in Europe in the summer, and then they'll go to Australia in the winter, and then it just repeats for those that want to, just keep going. So it's just a smaller scale. We have less female fast pitch players looking to play overseas than we do baseball players. Maybe, not even a tenth of the number of female softball players as there are baseball players, but the opportunities for them are quite great. So basically, if somebody signs up for the website and they have some skill, there's a very good chance they're going to sign somewhere. So there's a lot more demand for a softball player than there is a number of softball players on the website. So often we have clubs that are like, hey, do you have anybody? I'm like, sorry, everybody's signed. You know, as soon as somebody signs up, we'll let you know. So so really the opportunities greater for the fast pitch players than it is for the baseball guys.
Are there any avenues for the gals in softball to be able to possibly hook? Like, I'm thinking about the Netherlands. I'm thinking about some countries that may have an interest in recruiting people of a certain nationality, or for folks who, for example, just want to visit Europe and or Australia, New Zealand, and play ball at the same time and get to anchor themselves into those communities there. I would think that there would be an opportunity to get in front of coaches who might be able to take them into an Olympic situation if they're good enough. Or how does that, what does that pipeline look like? Do you have any, is there any opportunity for that, or is the Olympic situation pretty much cut and dry?
Well, yeah, there's the opportunity if they qualify for dual citizenship in, yeah, in one of the countries. So, and that's just it, is if you want to play in the Olympics, it's a lot easier to look into your heritage and obtain a passport in that country and then go play. Like, there's a number of baseball players overseas who have dual citizenship, and now actually many of them just live overseas. Sure. But of course there's going to be some softball girls as well that are in the same situation. So really the opportunity is there if they have the heritage, whether it's first or second generation, and they can qualify for that passport, then there's a very good chance that they'd be able to make the national team. Now, whether that given country, you know, would make it to the Olympics or, but even if it's just the European Championships or something like that, it's a pretty amazing experience being able to play for a national team in international competition. So there's a number of baseball guys that qualified have dual citizenship, like in France or Germany, for example, and then they play in the WBC qualifier, which is also a cool experience.
What kind of crowds show up for these games?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, Kelly, is that there's such a wide range of levels of play overseas that it's hard to summarize just about any question you would have. But so you might find yourself in Regensburg, Germany, in the playoffs, and there might be 2,000 people there, maybe even more, maybe 3,000. But then you might find yourself in Kufstein, Austria, in the Austrian second division, and you know there's like a few girlfriends there and someone's mom. You know? So there's just such a range, and you know, so, and again, I'm talking about the amateur leagues or the semi-professional leagues, if you will. When you start looking up into some of the professional leagues, like, you know, baseball's still not a popular sport, even in the professional leagues, like in the Netherlands or Italy, for example. Right. It's still not a popular sport. So maybe you'll see a few hundred fans out. And in the playoffs, they might get up to somewhere around 1,000. The Australian Baseball League is one of the other professional leagues where we've sent some higher level professional players, and you know, they're doing a great job there with the marketing, and they're bringing in more and more high level players. Manny Ramirez actually just signed in Sydney, so there's some big names coming over there, and so you'll see up to 5,000-6,000 fans at some of those games.
What does a typical season look like for both the men and the women? When does it start? When does it end? How many games?
Sure. Usually they come in for spring training early March, mid-March. So in Europe, for example, a lot of teams will go down to Italy for spring training and basically go there for a week in that spring training. And then seasons start in April. And then depending how deep in the playoffs your team may go, and depending on whatever league it may be, you could find yourself in Europe as late as end of October playing. But most leagues will finish through playoffs and everything end of September, maybe early October.
Do they help you get a job while you're playing?
In Europe, it's very difficult to get a job because of the work visa. It's really difficult to get a work visa. So a lot of this is actually more like, oh, here's a food stipend, here's a place to stay, in exchange for supporting coaching and things like that. The higher the level you go in Europe, the less they have expectations like coaching youth or whatever the case is. And then the more the pay might be. But no, there's really no work unless you qualify for dual citizenship. But in Australia, you get work visas. New Zealand, you get work visas very easily. But then they don't pay you a salary. They set you up with a job. So most guys like to go to Europe because they actually make enough money to live on and can just focus on baseball. Where in Australia, now we're talking about the state leagues in Australia, not the Australian Baseball League. The state leagues in Australia, there's six of them, and they all the teams there import players. And they usually set them up with a host family and a job, and some of them will even pay their flight. A lot of them actually pay the flights, and they'll hold down a job and live the Australian life just like a lot of the locals, and often save a lot of money to support their European summer.
It sounds like it's a rich man's game, for at least for a few years. If you have money saved or your parents are willing to support you for a while, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, a few guys will do it for maybe a year, maybe two. Sure. And then, all right, I'm hanging them up. And then there's the lifers. There's the guys that are still in their 30s that are doing it every year. And I don't know how they do it. So
trust fund.
Trust fund, exactly.
Well, let me ask you, Dave, for coaches looking to practice their craft, what opportunities are available? And what do the living accommodations look like for coaches? And what kind of wage, well, for that matter, what kind of wage can a coach and a player expect if they're on the paid end of things?
Yeah. There's not near the opportunities for coaches as there are players, but there are opportunities for coaches, especially the young coach who's looking to cut his teeth or gain that experience because the budgets aren't. Because the budgets aren't very large, it's hard if you're a really experienced coach who was a professional coach in the United States for a number of years. There's less opportunity for that guy because there's simply just not many teams or leagues overseas that can afford to bring somebody in. And usually the professional leagues overseas hire from within. But we do have a couple guys. We have someone in Taiwan. We have somebody in Korea. So there are opportunities, but most of the opportunities are for the young coach, the guy that's in his 20s or early 30s, who's looking, you know, he's hung up the cleats and he's looking to gain that coaching experience. And overseas is a great way to gain a lot of experience quickly. Because there's many teams looking for that young coach, and often the player coaches are in high demand as well. So even if you can still play a bit and maybe DH or throw him relief a couple of innings here or there, and then be the head coach, there's a lot of opportunities for that. So we've had a number of guys come overseas who signed on with the club as the head coach, maybe play, maybe don't. And then the national team recruits them. So then they've ended up on the national team as well. So we've had a guy that was the pitching coach for the Austrian national team for a while. We have a couple of guys that are with the Polish national team. So it's, you know, one thing can lead to another that way. But for the most part, I'd say coaching opportunities are for the young aspiring coach.
Sure. Sure. What else would you like to tell the folks about the league? For those who want to get involved, what's the website? What's the contact information? And when can they expect this? I guess we're all waiting for COVID for the vaccine to come out and open up everything. But what's your outlook for next year? And again, where can they contact you?
Sure. For starters, I'd like to say it's just about anybody that played at any level of college baseball could potentially go overseas. There's third division, fourth division opportunities in like fourth division France, for example, or third division France, same in Germany. So, but I mean, that's a really low level of baseball. So if you're up to it, so we have a feedback form on our website. So baseballjobsoverseas.com. And if you want to, you know, just get some information, fill out the feedback form at baseballjobsoverseas.com. We'll get back to you. We'll give you an idea of what opportunities may exist for you. What your chances are, because it really can vary based on your background and positions you play, due to the limitation of how many imports each team can field at a time. Usually that's two or three on the field at a time. They tend to look for certain positions and certain positions for the most part: pitchers, catchers, middle infielders, outfielders, first baseman, not so much, but if they swing a big stick, then yeah. So anyway, we can give them all that information, baseballjobsoverseas.com. We're on Instagram. We have a YouTube channel. YouTube channel has kind of like a YouTube series, so you can actually see some of these guys overseas and what the lifestyle's like. So we can give you a lot of feedback on all that. And someone can reach out to me personally at dburns@baseballjobsoverseas.com. As for the outlook, I think we're going to be rolling again in 2021 for the 2021 summer. Usually clubs start recruiting players in October, November. I think it might be a little later this year because they're going to be kind of waiting to see what the outlook looks like, if there's a vaccine, coming soon, things like that. So probably in the early new year would be a good time to start throwing your name out there.
Folks, that was David Burns of baseballjobsoverseas.com. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kelly, for having me. It was my pleasure.
A pleasure to have you. Everyone's path is different, and not everyone is ready to step away from the game at the same time. For women who spent their entire life working to get a college scholarship, putting in those hours with the hitting coaches and the pitching coaches, dads and moms supporting them, coaches supporting them, travel ball teams, and the priceless elements of camaraderie that you just can't buy, defining yourself as a player your entire life, and then it all comes to an end. Senior year, late May, come the long goodbyes, but it doesn't have to be that way. Now you know that there's a future in the game and in some special places where you're bound to meet some special faces. Same with the guys, the diehards out there who believe they have more to offer the game, basically on the baseball diamond. They aren't ready to hang up the cleats because they too have an implicit love of the game that's defined them, maybe way too much for some, but the opportunity for a lifetime exists outside of the territorial United States, and opportunities can reach far beyond anyone's field of dream. Dave, again, thanks. Long live your organization.
And thanks a lot.
And baseballjobsoverseas.com. Keep on keeping on.
Right on. Take care, Kelly.
A pleasure. This is Kelly Kleinman, the Prospect Blueprint. Have a great day.